We had been learning the Chafetz Chaim's work on Chesed, and we're up to the fourth chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim had described had begun describing the greatness of this mitzvah, the mitzvah of doing kindness with a fellow man. And he began by quoting that the principle remains for the world to come, the fruits are eaten in this world. And then he quoted the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rabbi Hananiah ben Pradyo and Rabbi Elazar ben Prata were taken by the Romans. Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Pradyo, and praised are you. You were caught for five things and I was caught for one. You're going to make it out alive because you spent your life doing a lot of Torah and a lot of Chesed. And I spent my life doing a lot of Torah and not enough Chesed. I did a lot, but not enough. And that's why, even though I was caught over one thing that I kept in the Torah against the Roman decrees, I'm going to die. And this, I think to explain this in the Gemara, al pi madita ba midrash, based on what the Medrash tells us, the Medrash says, come see the power of those who do tzedakah and kindness. Shein chosin lo betzel shachar, velo betzel kanfei aretz. They don't have to dwell in the shadows of the morning, the shadows of wings, velo betzel kanfei shemesh, or the shadows of the wings of the sun, velo betzel kanfei chayot, nor the shadows of the wings of their animals, velo betzel kanfei kruvim, nor even the shadow of the wings of the angels, velo betzel kanfei srafim, nor the shadow of the wings of the higher angels called seraph angels. Ela betzel misha malvaya olam, but rather those who do kindness, God says they're in my shadow. They're close to me. They don't have to take any other shade. Shnemaz, the verse says in Tehillim, Mayakachas tcha elokim uvne adam betzel kenafecha yechsayun. How great is your kindness, God, that the humans who do your kindness, they rest in the shade of your wings. Vakavanahu. So this medrash, what it means is, Tiyadua sheabedin shel mala danin et adin. It's known that when the courts above judge a person, even though the majority of the courts above are angels of mercy, and they're trying to find ways to say good things about the person who's being judged, nonetheless, there are angels in this heavenly court that they demand justice. That is not the case when Hashem alone is judging a person. Hu rachamim merubim. Hashem is plenty merciful. Val ze amara katuv, and about this the verse says, Tov lachsot b'Hashem mibetoch b'nedivim. It's better to take coverage in Hashem than the angels that try to be helpful. Avel ei matay kadosh baruch hu b'atzmo adayan b'davar hazeh. When does God step up to the plate? When does God say, I'm judging this person? That's when a person is shekshuhu ba'al chesed. When a person has spent his life doing acts of kindness, umorer bazel emale et shorosh ha-chesed, through his own acts of kindness, a person arouses the root of kindness from above. Va'avur zeh zocher ha-kach sha-kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo ba'al dino. So then he merits that Hashem is the one who's judging him, and that's what the Medrash means. Come see the power of those who do kindness; that it's so precious that when people do kindness, they're under God's shadow, so to speak. That if they have to be judged for something they did wrong, God says, I'm judging them. No angels involved, and I'm just going to look at them in the most merciful way possible. What? When people not only mitzvot, no, it's not enough mitzvot, they have to be performing kindness with their fellow men. Chesed, specifically. No, sometimes a person's crossing a bridge, and the bridge really should fall under him. Person gets on a bus, and who knows who's on that bus. There could be all kinds of situations where in heaven they're calling the shot. Should he get off the stop before? Should he miss the bus? Or should we let nature take its course? So there are instances when a person is judged. Sometimes it's Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes it's because we put ourselves in a dangerous situation. There can be many instances that a person is called to task. A person has to undergo an operation. Will he wake up from the anesthesia or not? Anytime a person is in a situation where he's not standing on firm footing, so Chazal tell us, then in heaven they question, should we let him get out of this or not? Anytime a person puts himself in a dangerous spot, that could include many things, right? So when he's judged, the question is, who's going to judge him? If it's up to the heavenly court, so then you'll have judges, you'll have angels that say, wait a second, what about A, B, C, and D? And then you'll have other angels that are angels of mercy. And if it's by God himself, then it's a judgment that's being done, that's being done with complete mercy. Judgment, but with complete mercy. So, when Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said to Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, you will be saved because it's as though you have a God, because you do kindness. What he meant is, God is going to stand up for you. I've been learning God's Torah, but God won't intervene on my behalf when the courts decide what's going to happen with me. God will let nature take its course, so to speak, and then the Romans will kill me. But you've done so much kindness that you're deserving that God takes 10 steps beyond the call of duty on your behalf because of the kindness, not only Torah, because you've done enough kindness coupled with your Torah, and so you're considered that you have a God. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Prata also has a God. He's been learning God's Torah. But God is not going to intervene on his behalf because he hasn't done enough kindness. And Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion really was saved at that interval because of all the kindness that he had done, even though he was caught for 5 mitzvos that he did against the Roman decrees. Nonetheless, he walked out alive.